Kaura is come in to talk about the sculpture event, which is happening soon. So, Paura.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. How are you doing?
Puffed.
Yes. So, Paura's run up the hill from the sculpture studio. And so there's a sculpture event happening on the 13th of December. That's when it's opening.
Yes.
And there's going to be sculptures all over on Eroa. So tell us about what's going on.
Well, it's the second sculpture event held by Sculpt on Eroa. And it's dedicated to just Waiheke artists. And we had such a good response last summer when we ran it for about 6 weeks that we've decided to extend it this time for about 3 months. So it starts on the 13th of December and runs to the 19th of February.
Mm, lovely. And do we know some of the artists who are going to have things in the exhibition?
There's about 12 or so artists. There's Nigel Scanlon, Olivier Dumal, there's Oliver Stretton Power, Sally Smith, Chris Bailey.
So there'll be a whole bunch of people. I know you're trying
Don
to remember
Stoddard,
it off, your,
I mean, there's
off
myself.
The top of your head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's some collaboration works as well.
Wow, so it's all local artists?
Yes, all local artists. That's the main stipulation of Sculpt on Eroa. It's just in response to us being able to see our own voice on the street. So,
Oh, look, I think it's tremendous, and it'll be really nice to have it going in at the beginning of summer, the tourist season, and then, you know, staying for a couple of months and really, you know, adorning on Eroa and making it special and offering people things to see.
Yeah, it's a good feel event because both Sally Smith and I are the curators of this event, and it's funded by, we've got some good funding from the last local board. So that funding and funding from some of our sponsors goes towards the production of brochures. Sally and I don't draw any money from it. And so the only money that does happen is if someone sells, then we've asked that they give 10% of those sales to Sculpt on Eroa. That's the fund, more events in the future, and take care of brochures and things like that. So we hope to be able to, in the years to come, to do without the funding side.
Mm. And so so all the pieces in the exhibition are for sale?
Yes. All the pieces are for sale, and there'll be a little legend, a brochure that you'll be able to pick up free from the eyesights from quite a few of the shops on Eroa. And down at Fuller's and some of the eyesights in Auckland. And you can go on to our website, which is www.sculptoneroa.co.nz, and you can, it's not updated yet, but you can find out which artists are involved and a bit of bio about the artist and sponsors.
Lovely. So this opens. Oh, great. And this opens on the Friday the 13th at what time?
Yes.
Do you know what the opening event is?
Yeah, it's around 6 is what we did last time.
Mm. And then so people can turn up and there might be some speeches.
Turn up, yeah, a few speeches. The artists will be there and you'll be introduced to the artists and have a little toast to toast the event off again. And
lovely. And Sally was saying people walked around after that and had a look at all the sculptures.
Yeah.
And So what we're looking at is the opportunity for on Eroa businesses to maybe stay open on the Friday evening and do some late night shopping, because it might be a nice opportunity for people to sort of wander in and out of the shop, see some of the sculptures, and create a bit of ambiance in on Eroa
in the summer season.
Mm.
Yeah, great.
And then the great thing about that, if shops are interested, is that, you know, those commuters and also the people who are coming over to do the hen parties and the Christmas parties and all of that, and are, you know, enjoying the restaurants anyway, will have some opportunity to go and visit the shops and buy some of their Christmas presents and see what on Eroa has to offer before they jump back on the ferry and go back into town. So I'm hoping that's going to be a nice evening. And the exciting thing is that we've moved the Christmas party, the on Eroa, it used to be a parade, now it's a Christmas party where we close the road. So this is a local board funded project and it's been moved to the 14th, which is the day after that. And it's 2 to 5 and there'll be lots of stalls and activities for young kids.
Brilliant.
And we're looking at a treasure hunt for a sort of young adolescent age group that they can find information in shops, or there might be some questions about the sculptures or about the street or events or whatever. And then combined with that, Totally Locally have run this amazing promotion. It's called the Totally Locally Christmas Cracker, which actually started on Thursday and runs from the 14th of November to the 14th of December, and it's called Christmas Cracker. There's $4,500 worth of prizes. The idea is that you shop locally and your name will go into the hat to win, and if you, for every $10 you spend, you get your name goes into the draw. So if you spend $50, you get five chances. And the first prize is worth $1,000. The second is $700. The third is $500. The fourth is $300. There are 10 prizes of $200 each. So it's huge incentive to support local business at this time, you know, the beginning of the summer. And the draw for those, the prize draw will be happening at the Christmas party, and there'll be lots of prizes for dressing up, and there'll be a kids parade and Brilliant. Face painting and, you know, all kinds of different things. Lovely.
That's great.
Yes, I think it's going to be a really great weekend, as will this one. Yes. Lovely. So is there anything you wanted to add about the Sculpture Festival? What's your piece?
My piece, providing I can get it done in time, is a set of huia, 1 meter huia, male and female, and it's called Huia Kai Manua, which is about consuming love, because the huia were a mating pair of birds that not only mated for life, but the male would break the bark on the trees, and the female with a longer beak would reach in to pull the grub, and they'd feed really? Each other. So it's That's what it's about.
Oh.
But there's works in stone, works floating on buildings, like the last time, in different areas. So you might have to hunt some of these works out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so it'll be a bit of a...
Well, there's a legend. There's a legend, a key in the brochure. That's for free. But I had quite a few people. I made the fishes on top of Ray White's, and quite a few people were looking at the sign, but not able, been able to locate the kawai.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so there's lots of things like that.
Lovely. Oh, great. So it'll be a bit of a mystery tour, and yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. So it starts from probably the BNZ and my little forecourt, all the way down to the post office.
Is that where people are meeting, in the forecourt of where you are?
Haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay, right. Well, we'll keep a lookout for that. Yeah, great. Okay, well, good luck with the rest of the preparations for that.
Thank you.
And also, I have to say, I was at the Toy Gallery yesterday for an opening, and I can't remember his last name, but it's Ilya.
Yeah, fantastic artist.
And honestly, I just love his work. I saw the first, I wasn't really that aware of his work, but I saw some at the Jassy Dean auction, and it was really, really striking. And I felt really, it was really great to go and see the exhibition.
It's brilliant work. I saw his first exhibition and I just thought, wow, this guy is a genius.
Yes,
I agree.
And I love everything about it. I just love, just like the net, it's called Awkward Spaces, and the people are just so interestingly conceived, just their whole, the way they hold themselves and the stories.
And juxtaposition to everything else within the year. It's great dialogue.
Yeah, it's a great exhibition, and it's going for another couple of weeks, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah. Great, good. Thanks for that, Paula.
That's okay, sure.
Okay, have a lovely day.
You
okay.
too. Ka kite.
Ka kite.